Okay, so keep. What were you saying?
Just the owls looked really cool. I like the. I don't know. The 3D was just the CG was almost borderline realism.
Yeah, this is. I think that this is the best use of 3D that I've seen this year. And I saw Toy Story and even How to Train Your Dragon, which impressed me and is one of my favorite movies of the year. But these owls looked so awesome.
Yeah, flying. How to Train Your Dragon was good, but I think this took CG to a whole next level of like realistic looking creatures.
And what's cool is Zack Snyder, Zack Snyder directed this, so guy did 300 and stuff like that. So, like, it was great because he's got that technique where it slows down and then speeds back up again.
Yeah.
And he used that, and it looked awesome in this movie.
Yeah, yeah, and all the fight scenes.
The fight scenes had it. Just like all his fight scenes, too.
Every time there's like, a little, like, blade clash or claw clash or whatever.
Yeah, you could see it real slow.
It was just, like, slow down and then...
Sparks
see the sparks
like
flying, yeah.
Somewhere he has to have like a rated R version of this movie where like owls are getting like sliced open because it seemed, I don't know
like
what it is rated, PG,
the,
I'm assuming.
The director's cut is going to show that one owl just get like
just
sliced in half.
And impaled by the burning thing. Yeah, somewhere he's got, I hope like years down the line he'll release like, this is Zack Snyder's version of the film where like you are just seeing owls get ripped to shreds because like, They do get
300-fied.
They do get pretty like violent. The film is pretty violent.
I would second guess taking a small child to go see
I would,
that.
Yeah, I don't think I'd take like any of my nieces to go see this.
Cause
even though there are a lot of kids in the theater, but it's kind of startling and there's a lot of creepy imagery and the owls with the red eyes are kind of creepy and
definitely.
Stuff like that. But yeah, this is probably. And this is a surprise for me. I've been wanting to see it. I've been trying to find, like, somebody to take, because everyone else has kind of been like, oh, well, you want to see the owl movie?
Well, yeah, I'm always down for it. Yeah.
Well, you had always said that you wanted to see it.
Yeah, it looked neat.
I totally am impressed by this movie. I mean...
Oh, definitely.
Did it exceed your expectations? Or?
I think it did. Because I was thinking, oh, it's just going to be another storybook kind of...
Yeah.
Children's novel kind of thing turned to movie, but it turned into a little bit more than what I expected.
Yeah, it really did. And like so much of 3D and animation, I guess, doesn't really suffer from the dark, because when you're wearing 3D glasses, you're technically wearing sunglasses inside, so everything is darker. Like, and since Avatar, like, no one's really fixed that issue, because every 3D movie I've seen suffers from the second I put it on, oh, it's too dark, I can't make out things. This movie is really dark, but doesn't suffer from the extra darkness that the glasses.
Right. Actually. No. I understand what you're saying. There's like the contrast pops.
Yeah.
Like the color, all the color pops, even though it might be a dark screen because of all the, I don't know, the landscape or whatever, because they're on that volcanic.
Yeah. Everything.
Kind of ashy,
the movie itself is just like, takes place in dark territory, I guess.
But everything. Everything, there's detail to it.
You
can definitely
see
everything. The detail. Yeah.
Man, I could watch those birds fly around in 3D all day long.
Dude,
like, the feathers and... Man, it was so good.
I loved the scene when Soren is catching that first, like, water rain kind of, like, vortex
in,
thing.
You see it in the trailer, but it flushes itself out way more. And the use of depth, like... The camera will be, like, at a wingtip, like, looking towards the owl. Or whenever they're reaching for something, you're just like, whoa, crap, this is awesome.
Yeah.
So,
definitely.
Yeah, I think Legend of the Guardians is a movie that I would highly recommend. See, it's out on DVD now, so you could technically go buy it.
I'm definitely debating
contemplating
purchasing
a Blu-ray.
That one.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But it's playing at the La Mirada Dollar Theater until next Friday.
So, hurry up.
Yep. Yes!